show closing time. Ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the farm industry and specifically equipment. AGCO has been in the business of making farm equipment for some 70 years. Today's a pretty big day for them. We're here to talk about what's going on and the role of technology and so many other things in their industry. Bob Crane, he is Senior Vice President at AGCO on the phone in Heston, Kansas. They're based, the company I should point out, based in Duluth, Georgia. So, Bob, nice to have you here on Bloomberg Radio. Welcome. What's going on with you guys today?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Carol. I'm in beautiful downtown Heston, Kansas, at one of our larger North American manufacturing plants, and we're celebrating the 100th piece of production of a piece of machinery called the self-propelled windrower. And we have with us a family from Idaho, the Robinson family. You'll love the name of their business, Moo Mountain Milk, great marketing name, where they milk 40,000 head of cows. So we're celebrating the Robinson family taking delivery of the 100th self-propelled windrower.
Heston, Kansas. Haven't been.
Heston, Kansas.
More than one stoplight.
You know what?
He's such a city boy. Three
stoplights.
So there we have it. Now, you and I, Carol, both blogged plenty of Midwestern
time.
So who would benefit from this innovation?
Well, the self-propelled windrower is a key part of the hay grain harvesting process. It actually cuts the crop and conditions it and prepares it for either baling or for combining. So it's a very, very key part of that process.
So it happens before the combine, so therefore before the baling.
Yes, it does. In many parts of the world, you go in before the combine, cuts it, you windrow it, condition it, and it dries it down so it can be combined.
That's interesting. So I'm sorry, Carol, I keep interrupting.
That's okay.
I'm fascinated by this. So is this how new a development is this piece of equipment?
Well, this piece of equipment, we're also celebrating. It's the 60th year. We were the first in the industry with this piece of machinery, so we're celebrating our 60th year production here in Heston, Kansas, at our plant.
Bob, talk to us, though. I mean, the one that is you guys are celebrating today, the 100,000th windrower, very different, I'm assuming, from what you guys were doing 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Technology is a bigger part of the equipment that you guys are providing for farmers around the globe.
Oh, no doubt. Technology is really the next great frontier of anything in agriculture, not just this piece of machinery, but tractors, every part of it. Carol, as recently as 15 years ago, farmers were treating all their fields as if they were the same. And now farmers are treating literally every spot, every inch of farmland uniquely so that they can optimize its performance down to the inch. You know, at the end of the day, getting the most yield with the fewest costs, the fewest inputs.
So I've read this, but I find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that, you know, I think of my cousin who's farming the same land in Marshalltown, Iowa, that his father farmed and that our great-grandfather farmed, or our grandfather farmed before that. And so he knows that land as well as anyone. Is it really technology that is helping him farm that differently?
Absolutely, Corey. I've been in this business my whole life, and I consistently read that there's more technology in agriculture than just about any other industry, maybe other than the defense industry and a few more. But the amount of technology is overwhelming. One of the next great frontiers in regards to technology is telemetry tools. Where there are services which you can operate from afar, which will let the customer, let the dealer optimize their uptime, and at the end of the day, improve their efficiency and hopefully increase yields. Allows the farmer to become much more proactive rather than reactive, where these machines are being managed from afar.
Bob, I saw this firsthand with Caterpillar, who were doing things certainly with mining equipment, these huge pieces of equipment that you could control remotely. I played with one, and it was pretty dramatic, but it allowed, this way you didn't put workers at risk, possibly in areas that maybe were tough, had tough terrain or so on and so forth. Is that where it's going? I mean, do you guys have that remote control capability? Are you doing that yet? Do you want to do it?
Well, you're speaking, I think, Carol, more of autonomous vehicles.
Yes.
self-driving vehicles. They're not here yet, but rest assured, they're being worked on. And I like to say it's not if we see those. I think it's when. I think it's when our customers are ready. I think everybody in the industry is experimenting in one way or the other with autonomous vehicles. What we're working on really right now is the telemetry and providing services where we can be proactive and hopefully see problems with the machines before it happens, and we can get out to that machine and repair it before it breaks down, saving our customers downtime.
So in terms of that, I mean, how do you guys keep up on what the latest is in technology and make sure you're incorporating that in what you're doing, looking beyond the farming industry to make sure you've got the latest and greatest?
In other words, do you have offices in Silicon Valley or what?
No offices in California, but certainly we have lots of contacts, not just in North America, but throughout the world. The technology community is really a tight-knit community, and things, as you well know, they move at a breathtaking pace, and so it's really, really important that we stay abreast of everything. Lots of conferences, lots of associations, lots of relationships make sure that we are at the cutting edge.
Hey, can I ask you, we had a venture capitalist on looking at opportunities in Africa. I know that is a very big market for you guys, your biggest market along with the Middle East and Europe in terms of revenues. This venture capitalist is working with startups. Do you guys have to be pretty aggressive in that market? Because are you concerned about kind of local domestic manufacturers?
Right.
Just quickly.
Well, we're very active in Africa right now. Africa has some of the most potential arable land in the world right now. It's just getting that land prepared for planting. As we speak, we have a joint venture in Albania, and approximately 2 years ago, we opened a significant training center in Zambia. Where the philosophy is almost to teach people how to fish, and in this situation, teaching people how to farm. So we definitely have boots on the ground, we're looking without a doubt to be growing our business in the on the continent.
Well, pretty cool stuff. Congratulations, and thanks for. I know it's been a busy day, so thanks for finding time for us. Bob Crane, Senior Vice President at AGCO. On the phone in Heston, Kansas. By the way, that stock, AGCO, up about 12% so far this year. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson, Bloomberg Radio.